Vântele sunt ca acela aia, vece în suelo hei. Vântele sunt ca acela aia, vece în suelo hei. And I went to Elohai. Unchini tonka ashelaya. We went to Elohai. Hey, la kova kaya unspe makia pelo.
Aloha! Welcome to Aloha Healers Network. Mahalo, Pathfinder, for our Equinox opening song. Hey, balance, everyone, balance. And I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. Today is September 22nd, 2016, and the Lo Shu, or the flying star number for today, is the number two star. The number two star is, in ancient words, the illness star. So we put more evolution with the ancient way, and we know it doesn't stay that way. It's healing. This is a chance for healing. Today is a chance for healing for all from the center. And the element today is fire. There's an animal today, and there are 12 animals. And the animal of today is the sheep. And sometimes the sheep is called the ram. We call that the ram. And also, sometimes I've even read that they'll put a goat there. And so, anyway, I'm thinking it's the that ram sheep, that wild sheep, the one with the curly horns. And in the ancient times, it may have had a very ferocious look, not like the sheep in what your mind might look as the domesticated animal. And so this is feng shui. There are 12 animals. You are one of these 12 animals. And the compass direction of the sheep or the ram is the southwest. And there are eight compass directions in feng shui. And that eight-sided compass in feng shui is called a bagua. And so when you hear that term bagua, it means that eight-sided cut shape that you see a lot of times. And in the southwest, in the bagua, that has an energy and a vibration that it brings. And also, by the way, in that same direction in the southwest, along with the sheep, the year of the fire monkey, the monkey also lives in the southwest. And so the monkeys, this is your vibration and what is in the southwest in the bagua, along with the sheep. And that is, this is your relationship center, and this is for all of us, okay? All of us have a southwest corner or door or something in our home standing from the center of your house. And so in the southwest, this vibration is for all of our relationships. It's also our love sector, and it's also the matriarch, the mother sector. And this is the really fun news of the Southwest. There are 9 flying stars. And in the flying star that flew there for this year, remember, let's all remember, the number 8 12th star flew to the Southwest. Yes, that is the Money Bull star. And that is what we have over there. So we want to use feng shui and placement. We could put something there in the Southwest like the money bowl that I talk about building. And that is just in short, is you could find a pretty bowl, put some beautiful things of that remind you of wealth, and place it in the Southwest. And let's always remember wealth is a lot of things, and wealth can be tangible money. So you could actually just put money over there in your money bowl. And wealth is knowledge. And so there's something that's really fun for you that you really want to keep and hold tighter or learn more of. You could find a book of what that represents and put it over in the Southwest. And that's a lot of fun. And remember, it's your relationship sector. So if you find in Feng Shui, this is our energies of what we give out and what how that flows and the ease of which that flows. And if we're finding that baby in our lives, we need some Feng Shui help with our relationships, that you're going to want to pay attention to the Southwest in your home as well. Why don't you go look over there and dust it or clean the floor? Maybe you've never really cleaned it really well and actually clean it up. And that it will do so much. You'll be so amazed at just the refresh it gives that area. For one, you feel better every time you look over there. And the vibration and energy is a lot cleaner. And it's something that you did. It's an intention. Feng Shui is all about intention and then using that along with their ancient calculation form, which is the I Ching. And it's using these flying star method with the 9 flying stars and with your real compass. There's always at least 8 more stars. And that's the Bagua, that is how that's all tied together. And you have a compass direction in there that you're going to want to keep clean and using the example of placing something like the Book of Knowledge or your money bowl, you're going to want to do that in your sector too. And so not only can we all do this in our Southwest, but if you want to be more personal and specific, you can get a Feng Shui consultation from Pathfinder 9. You could email pathfinder1111@gmail.com, and that's pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And then we will set up a time and put that together. What we'll do is we'll talk about the inside of your house with you and what is over there and either what color you could put over there that represents one of the 5 elements. This is how easy it is, or a real element. As in water, wood, fire, earth, or metal. One of those real tangible elements that keep us in touch with Mother Nature. Because that's the real purpose of Feng Shui, is so that we live in harmony with our surroundings, which is Mother Nature. And so it's really fun to work with the real elements, I think, and have them around us, where we spend our days and time. And that's how we fine-tune your Feng Shui. And it's time for our Feng Shui Fit Tip of the Day. We are on my Burnout to Motivation Seminar, Top 10 Tips. This is tip number 9, and it's the most basic one before the last one, because we're counting down. And this is an important basic, it is tell the truth all the time. And there are many reasons for this. It's a lot easier on our brains when we don't have to remember if it wasn't quite true. And also, it's just cleaner. We have a cleaner energy of what we send out, and so we can expect that cleaner energy to come back to us in more clarity. And this is what we all desire, is clarity and what we have coming back and forth with each other as a community. And it's just tell the truth all of the time. And then next we have for our new topics of pleasure and learning, everyone's favorite, Pathfinder. We are looking forward, Pathfinder.
Mahalo. Mieto tunku oksapu wachasha. My name is Pathfinder. Thank you, Brenda Kelly.
Yes, to tell the truth, especially to ourselves, in increments sometimes. Anyway, I want to say hello to everybody and welcome to Aloha Healers Network. What we do here with Blog Talk Radio, we're broadcasting self-help and support for healing and the healers out in the world, whether these healers are kind of energy healers, classic mystics or New Agers, or indigenous healers utilizing their traditional methods and mythologies, or new indigenous healers that have a blend or a synergy going on like we see often in Central and South America, especially South America. And also to support the biomedicine, the scientific medicine, and the spiritual medicines. And to introduce different topics, including Reiki, universal and spiritual laws, the seven arrows, topics in ethnomedicine and shamanism, spiritual interpreting, and relationship with the mystic real world. You can find that in our description. But this really holds to our purpose here at Aloha Healers Network. And so a heartfelt handshake to all of you out there, and may the angels and the grandmothers and the grandfathers, the Mother Earth, and all of the original powers and creators own love and life, fill you, surround you, hold you, strengthen you, so that we all evolve together in peace, in wisdom, and in love. Amen. Matakwayasi. Today we're talking about hands of light. The hands of light. This is one of our original gifts that we're each we're responsible to activate this. We're responsible to activate the light of our mind, the light of our heart, the light of our hands, the light of our feet, the lights of our spine, and our entire being, because there can be more light and light potential and spiritual consciousness and self-awareness in every single atom of our being. And then we learn to cooperate with one another. First, we listen to the internal rhythms that are going on naturally within the body of how all these things magically and by God's design work together miraculously. The body, the heart systems, the mind systems, and then the etheric energy systems, how our dreams work, how our spirit works. All of these are just infinitely fascinating, to tell you the truth, and show the great design. And so today we're talking about the hands of light. And actually, the grandfathers and grandmothers suggested this topic because, you know, I pray about what's the topic for the next week. And I was actually headed towards a few little talks about spiritual integrity and misconceptions of the spiritual path and stuff like that. And those are all very, very interesting. We'll get to that, I think, after a little while. They're fun. They're different than we'd think. Like, for instance, just because suddenly I'm psychic doesn't mean I'm enlightened. Just because I can hear something in my mind clearly doesn't mean I've achieved the ultimate. And another one, just to have a little bit of fun, is, okay, I think I've achieved some type of awakening and enlightenment, therefore life is going to be easy. That's another misconception. Anyway, these are fun, and they help us to cope and to fit into the greater scheme of things. With the hands of light, this is a birthright. This is a gift that's been given to everyone. And that is that in our hands, specifically in our palm chakras, there is a sacred doorway of helpfulness. And then also through each of the fingers and thumbs, there's a mystical energy that's related to the power of the sun. In other words, there are 20 clans in the sun, and with the hands and with the fingers and thumbs and toes, that comes up to that 20 frequency range. And that's part of the Mayan teaching of Quetzalcoatl and Kukulcan, is how the energies of even our fingers are tuned to the stars, this time our own Father Sun. So the palm chakra becomes aligned with our heart portal. In other words, our heart is the center of our existence. And for those of us that you know, have experienced living only in the brain, you know, being so high-minded and thinking things through, and there's a coldness to that in a way. And then learning to open our heart and to develop compassion and self-awareness and to come into the now, to be present, is the greater medicine. And then our mind becomes a tool for our heart, and with our mind and our heart together, we all have wings, is the saying. And so the brightness of our heart, the brightness of our mind, these are the two first gifts that have been given to us. And so allow your brain to become the seat of divine mind. Out in the universes and within the great vastness of Creator's mind, all of our minds exist within Creator. And there is a part of us that's very much tied to the soul that has that enlightenment already there. And some people call this like our full potential self or our higher self and these sorts of things. And then in another very significant way, we are all in the mind of Christ, and let the Christ mind shine within us. From the center of our brains, we can invite the sacred word of Creator to send forth a vibration. Because actually, there are brain waves. There are constantly brain waves moving out into the space around us. And these brain waves are not held back by time and space through such gifts as Hon Shaze Shonen and other long-distance healing ways. We come to learn that what we broadcast from our mind is actually transcends time and space, and that's why there's such a thing as universal telepathy. And also, and just as importantly, invite the sacred love of Creator, the sacred love of the Mother Earth and of all of our relatives, your own sacredness, come and sit within your heart and within your heart of hearts, and to shine and to blaze like that sacred fire. And this is the source of the gift of the hands, to ask for the enlightenment, the greater light in the mind, and to ask for the greater life and love in the heart. And then to feel things and to process things as a regular person or a common person. And then at times to do things in sync with Creator and the original powers and nature that is a miraculous gift to those around us, or even just a humble gift to those around us. And this is part of the way of the hands, is work. to actually work. The hands of light. And so this is something that all of us can do. One, it's very important to keep our feet grounded in the earth. This is the beginning place, is our grounding. And the idea is our tailbone and our feet grounded to the earth. This is also our heart tied to the heart of the earth. Okay? And this is our will and our goodwill and our compassion in alignment with the Divine Mother and her wishes for the benefit of all and for all to have strong life and a purpose and to be able to be helpful. And so this is the beginning place for the gifts of the hands of light and the laying on of hands. And by the way, when I'm saying hands of light, I know that there's a wonderful healer out there named Barbara Brennan, and she wrote a book called The Hands of Light. And that's not specifically what I'm referring to. However, she's very good with teaching others about how to do aura healing and internal healing, angel-assisted healing, and then also emotional and mental healing, so that the way that the spirit sees us is the beauty that we truly are. Remember who you are. So in utilizing the gifts of the hands, when we use our mind to set an intent or a prayer, and when we activate the love within us in the movement of faith and hope, then an energy comes through our hands, like straight down through the top of the head to the heart and then out each arm to the hands. And when this happens, there's a blessing going on in that space. It's true that we can direct the healing to someone in need. And by the way, if there is an accident and you just happen to be there at pretty much the moment it occurred, if you stop in that moment and bring forth prayer and faith, you can really reverse any effects, because God sees that moment of compassion and grants helpfulness that's beyond normal expectation. And this is something that happens, you know, like up on the res, one of the kids might be in a car wreck. And right away they get together to pray. Right away they address the grandmothers and the grandfathers about those situations. And if the grandmothers and grandfathers can, they instantly reverse that situation to the point where nobody even remembers that pretty much that it occurred. And then in other situations where there's a karma, you know, or some type of lesson attached to it, the human community and the spiritual community work together to bring about the best result to bring healing, and that includes the help of the medical doctors. We work as a team. So with the hands of light, there are two gifts that are being offered today, and one is love and one is life. And so at any moment, we can choose to be a generating station of love. We can choose to be an antenna of love. We can hook into the love of the Mother Earth. We can hook into the love of the great sky. We can hook into the love that permeates underneath and over top of everything. And by choice, radiate that love. And so we can practice this. We can practice radiating love. When we do this, we become a broadcast station of health, because love is the frequency which fixes. It is the frequency which restores. It is the frequency which brings life. The second gift is to become a light tower of life. In other words, to ask for the sacred sustaining energies of life to pour through all of the insides of us, especially our heart, especially our mind, especially our hands and our feet, and to allow this aura of life to flow like a river from within our heart and like a river from within our mind to bring the Bodhi, or to bring the enlightening, and to bring the Christ, to bring the awakening to all life around us. And so in the gift of the hands of light, we learn to engage prayer. We learn to engage communion with the sacred. We learn to engage the body of love, learn to engage the spirit of light. And in allowing these to coalesce within us and putting out that hopeful, optimistic, and happy prayer, bring hopefulness and support and nutrition to all the life around us, to our family, to the mineral and earth nations, to the plant and tree nations, to the animal nations, to the human nations, to bless our ancestors, to bless the nature spirits, to bless the sacred beings of our beautiful Mother Earth.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. Personal healing note, if you or a loved one are in need of intensive recovery with medically supervised in-house detox for TBI, pain management, addiction, and 12-step help, please visit purerecoveryca.com. Specializing in pure, holistic, organic, and personalized treatment in the four realms with Aloha. That's purerecoveryca.com. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Hey.